You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at wqcs.org. The Florida Inland Navigation District, or FIND, oversees the dredging and care of the Intracoastal Waterway in Florida. FIND came to the attention of Scripps Treasure Coast newspapers when residents of Sebastian clashed with some of its plans. Scripps reporter Alexi Houck joins us now to tell us a little bit about what they'll reveal in upcoming articles. First off, a little bit about FIND. Does it get its funding from the state?
FIND is funded by the state, and through they receive about $20 million in property taxes throughout the state per year. And that money goes to dredge the waterway and keep it navigable for the boats that go through there. And also they are charged with waterway improvements. They do public projects such as, they provide local governments with grant funding to enhance public access to the waterway, such as boat ramps, piers, boardwalks.
And in a time of cutbacks, you found that FIND isn't cutting back, especially when it comes to its travel budget.
What we found is that their expenses continue to climb, and each month they throw monthly parties before their board meetings, and they throw these parties at primarily at expensive waterfront hotels, and they're dubbed as community outreach events, but they're mainly attended by government officials, FIND officials, and members of the marine industries, and very few people from the public attend these meetings.
And you say there was actually some difficulty in finding out where the meetings were?
We found FIND in some cases doesn't release the location of their monthly outreach events and their commission meetings until about a week before they are scheduled to take place. And the executive director told us they post the information when the official notice is completed, but the information is available by phone call to the office. And he said they probably could post it a week or so earlier, but they were unaware that it was a problem for anybody. But after we made that inquiry, we noticed about a day or two later they did post it. They went ahead and posted it earlier than normal.
And for these events, they stay at some pretty nice places?
Yeah, their records show in some cases they've stayed at 5-star hotels and they received group rates, which I would think the average citizen would find reasonable. But in other cases, we found hotel stays from anywhere from $300 to $459 a night.
And you said that sometimes FIND paid for the alcohol at these events?
They dine on free hors d'oeuvres and alcohol is available. And the alcohol is usually provided at a cash bar. And it's paid for by the attendees. But in some cases, we found board members, when a community outreach event was held in their district, they would host the event, they would go out, they would purchase the food, and they would buy alcohol, and they would get reimbursed for the alcohol. And the executive director of FIND said there is no policy against reimbursing commissioners for alcohol.
Were you surprised by what you found?
Actually, what really surprised me when I looked into all of this is that while other governments are cutting expenses, and especially things like travel, FIND has not done that. Their travel has actually increased. They've spent $500,000 in the last five or six years on travel.
One thing Houck does say is that FIND officials quickly complied with all requests for official documents. You can read more about what Alexi Houck found about the Florida Inland Navigation District beginning this Sunday in Scripps Treasure Coast newspapers. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.